From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The New York Times website shut down for about 2 hours today. The Times has been the target of hackers in the past, so today there was speculation that perhaps this was the result of another security breach. But it turns out the problem started on the inside. NPR's Laura Seidel joins me now to talk about what happened. And Laura, what did the New York Times say about this outage?
Well, according to the Times, the outage occurred within seconds of a scheduled maintenance update. So the site went down at about 11:10 Eastern Time, and they believe there was some kind of error connected to the maintenance that caused the outage. And it wasn't just the website. The Times email system was down. There were a few reporters who had to file their stories over the phone, and there were problems accessing New York Times apps. And inside the building, the employees couldn't reach the intranet.
Has the Times given any more details about what actually might have gone wrong?
Not really, but I did talk to a few security experts, and among them was the chief technology officer at Rackspace, which is an online backup company. He said it looks like the Times has a lot of backup servers, but that isn't always enough to prevent this kind of problem. When you do maintenance, it's usually sent out to all the servers. So one mistake on what you program the computers to do, and boom, it can bring the entire system cascading down. Or it just could have been somebody made a mistake and hit the wrong switch. Yeah. And technically, you know, this can happen at any company. So you can do a million things to guard against it, but accidents happen. And in the case of the Times, they've actually been extremely reliable. So I think that's part of what made this so surprising. One of the only other notable cases when the Times went down was when the site was the target of a cyber attack by Chinese hackers last year.
When the Times website went down, I was trying actually to access an archived story, and I couldn't understand what was going on, but I couldn't get to it. Any sense of how Times readers generally reacted to all this?
Well, it has nearly 29 million unique visitors a month to its site. So you can imagine it would cause some reaction. The Times was a trending topic on Twitter for a while, and there were actually some pretty funny tweets, Robert. Among my favorites, my print edition of the New York Times seems to be functioning normally. The Times opinion section got into the act, and they sent out a tweet that said, readers, don't fret. If New York Times .com remains down, we are ready to tweet op-eds and editorials in 140 character increments. But actually, social media did become a sort of backup. The Times let people know that they could still access articles and breaking news on Facebook pages. Ultimately, I'm sure the Times is going to work hard to make sure this doesn't happen again.
I bet they do. Thank you, Laura.
You're welcome.
NPR's Laura Seidel.